Hello, John.
Yes, hello.
Very nice to be here.
Good.
I have been reading some Ramakant Maharaj works, and one of them was Ramakant Maharaj talks in USA in 2016. Mm. It's been really powerful to me to know him, at least in paper, and then in YouTube, in videos. And it was really nice to feel in that time that there was a master there, which I can go and be with him. But well, unfortunately, then in 2018, Maharaj passed away, and well, I never went to Nashik. But indeed, this doesn't matter, because his works, his words are there for us. And when I find this channel, it was really great, because I suppose that many of you were with him in the USA, and I believe that this is really blissful. So I just wrote a little paper with what I would like to tell you. I just call it about the mirror of the self. Imagine there is a person who has never watched himself in a mirror. One day, a friend showed him a picture where many persons were there and asked him to find himself. But as he has never seen himself before, he just didn't know who he was. That friend told him, pointing with his finger, "You are this." But our friend, this man, could never confirm that, just accept it. Sometime later, he forget it. Another day, someone gifted him a mirror. So this person put the mirror in front of his face and could saw himself. Surprisingly, could saw how that image of himself followed every movement he did, realizing that him and the image seemed to be the same. That image was not the person itself, only was an image which helped him to realize who he was. Same happens with consciousness and the body-mind mirror. When consciousness sees itself in the mirror, everything appears as reflections of the one, and ego appears too. Into this kind of stage, forms and characters exist. Bodies, shapes, and names of every kind are there, but it's only the one looking into the mirror. When consciousness looks at the body-mind or I am ego mirror, the human world, as human perceives it, appears. When ego takes the first place, illusion appears. And when ego is removed, illusion keeps on rolling until the mirror is finished. Consciousness has no identity. As Maharaj said, presence doesn't know it is presence. And I am that.
Very nice. One thing became very clear to me this morning. I was listening to Ultimate Truth. I recorded a book some time back, and Maharaj spoke about the fact that, you know, everything is a layer on presence. I mean, it's like Ranjit would say, you know, like, there's a screen presence, which shows the picture, and presence is like the seer, I guess. It's without the presence, nothing is there to see. Everything that's there is a layer. And then he spoke about experience itself is another layer. You know, it was really, I don't know, it was just, it really just came through very clearly, you know. Everything, you know, like the body, the events, this house, you know, every thought, you know, every single thing is simply another layer on that presence. It's just, and that presence is, you know, I think Juan just said is presence doesn't know its presence. So you can't say anything about it in a sense, because it's just you know, it's just unfathomable, kind of, you know, just. But it really, it felt, you know, although it's another layer that I'm talking about, it felt good because there was a certain sense of freedom from the layers, you know, seeing that pretty clearly.
The illusion of experience is brought about by the connection with the body. Without a body, formlessness can't experience, nor is there anything to experience. The Maharaj says, no experience, no experiencer. You are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body. Any experiences you have are because of the concept of body.
Sir, may I ask this question on WhatsApp? Still, I would like to ask the answer. I believe more elaboration would be required. So, as it like now, you are telling constantly one thing, like this. No, there is nothing apart from self. You know, the senses, experiences, ego. Nothing is there other than self. All these are concepts. That is the single thing you have been, you know. That is the fundamental thing, you know, whatever you have been telling.
You're formless.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm formless. So, this, there is nothing apart from self. The only thing exists is self alone. And you have been saying other than self is just a concept. Other than self means believing myself is body. Or seeing anything, experiencing anything, it is just because of the, you know, the unborn child, you know, believing that unborn child is there, like, you know, body is there, and taking that body as the self is giving, you know, idea of existence. But if all this is non-existent, like other than self, whatever that body, dream state, waking state, whatever one call it or whatever one being experienced, you know, assume that one is being experienced. If this is non-existent, then, and again, you know, okay, Nisarata Maharaj says that, you know, after death, you are like how you are prior to beingness. Then if death, after the death, if that is the same, then why can't one kill oneself? Maybe this may look radical, but this has been bugging. Like, if one's natural state, you know, happens with after the death, then what is the point of doing all these sadhana or trying to understand? Or, okay, that is one question. Other than that, who is the one realizing? See, myself, so-called self, like the body, like you know, after starting listening to you know, I am able to recall, at least, you know, as a person, like how I started, you know, storing the things, how I started learning the language, how like things are being started perceived, like with respect to sense also, indulging something, I'm able to recall, like at the age of like 3 or 4, it's a number, but like in the very starting stage, how like started experiencing things gradually and storing them one by one, and later, you know, somehow like acquiring the sense of identifying with them. So I'm able to, you know, recall many of the things, like how I started, you know, starting initial words also, like associating, okay, this sound is related to this particular object and this particular action. Everything looks, you know, somewhere, you know, some deviation happened, but that deviation you are saying that is just non-existent.
I mean, it's the dream. Again, the dream. And until you leave the body, you're still dreaming. So the dream is constant of I am somebody else. I'm this body. You have all these little mini dreams. It's the same consciousness creating both the waking state and the dream world. You have all these mini dreams where you believe you're going to sleep, dreaming, and waking up, and forgetting yourself. But you're still, until the spirit, when the spirit clicked with the body, this long dream of I am a body, and then when you leave the body, then there's no dream. But you're still dreaming. The entire time that Rami, this formless, nameless, unidentified identity is holding this body labeled Rami, you're still within the dream. You're within the dream that I am somebody or I am something, but you're not a thing, you're formless. And you can easily, quote, kill yourself by I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body, body is not my identity. So therefore, everything that came along with the body, body-based relations, body-based knowledge, body-based experience, is untrue because you're not a body. So all of the things that you acquired using this body are just within the dream. This dream is I'm Rami, or I'm John, or I'm Juan, or I'm Kathleen, or any of these. This is the dream. So when you say, I've learned these things, I've gained this experience, it's all within the dream. If the dream you had tonight, if you fell asleep and it lasted for 20 years, you would have all these experiences and maybe you would go to college and you'd meet a nice woman and you'd settle down, you'd have a family. Maybe you would even attempt spirituality within this dream. But nonetheless, when you woke up, you'd realize, oh, I was just dreaming. Oh, this body-based existence is a dream because you're formless. So formlessness cannot be form. There's no way, you see. You can't be a form. You're formless. You're formless right now. You'll be formless when this body can no longer sustain the essence, as Maharaj says, when you leave the body. And you're formless before. So again, Nisargadatta Maharaj says, the I am, the appearance of I am is, quote, birth. And this disappearance is, quote, death. But the one to whom existence and non-existence has appeared, that's the nothing. And this something is just a long dream.
That formlessness is you could also say the formlessness is the presence, right?
Well, if we don't want to label presence as a concept, but yes, you can sense this subtle feeling. As Maharaj says, you invite the attention of the invisible listener, the unidentified identity, the holder of the body. We say presence a lot simply because in through meditation and through mantra, you can feel this subtle, just I without anything. And only can you feel this because of this body, because there's something. You can use it as an instrument to know yourself. And Maharaj says, this body is a great opportunity. It's the space in the room that suddenly clicked with this lump of flesh and said, I exist. But then the concept is, I exist as this lump of flesh, and I'm seeing a world, whereas this entire thing has appeared within the space. The space didn't know that it was space until it clicked with the body and said, I. And then it can say, oh, I am the space. And it has a duality, say, I am something other than what I am. But this is not possible. Formlessness can never interact with the form. And they talk about when you lay down at night, a dream world is projected. This consciousness, whatever you want to call it, presence, as soon as you know yourself, boom, an entire world is projected. And you see yourself as an object within the dream and a little story within the dream. But you're not any of those things. You know this when you wake up, you say, oh, that was just a dream. And that's why we talked about last week, if you have a nice house or nice car or something in the dream, you can't take it with you. Or if you're drunk, and I think Ranjit Maharaj uses the example, if you tie one on in the dream, you wake up, you're sober. So how? Or Ramakant Maharaj uses the example, your friend, you see them die in the dream, but then the next day you wake up and they're there. So what's true and what's not true? You experienced the loss, but it wasn't a loss. And until you're no longer able to use this body, as it was mentioned, kind of as a mirror to know yourself, to see this whole projection, the entire world is a projection on your spontaneous presence. Presence doesn't know I'm presence. Suddenly presence feels that I'm this body. And then now Maharaj says, as the presence, no, you're not this body. It's just presence. So now you say, oh, okay. So nothing that this body does is true. And that's why then suddenly you can go about in the world, but you don't have to take the touch. You're being in a world because the world's illusion. And the deer that quenches its thirst, it looks at the mirage and walks towards the mirage, thinking of how delicious the water it's going to be, until its nose is stuck in the sand and realizes, oh, I cannot quench my thirst. So you, as the formless presence, believing yourself to be a body and having experiences, will do this until you say, oh, so that I am that. Therefore, I've stuck my nose in the sand. I know I can't get a drink from this world. I know nothing can happen in this world, and I can gain nothing. I can lose nothing because I am nothing. And in essence, I am everything because my presence is in every being. It's everywhere. There's nowhere it cannot be, where it is not.
My current, at least the current confusion is caused because of I am taking myself as mind, and with that mind trying to understand what is truth.
Exactly. Anything that could be understood is not the truth.
Sorry.
That's where we can get lost years, like Maharaj says, years and years and years of spirituality, because we believe we're adding body knowledge, but that body knowledge is helping us in some way. Like you said, I want to realize myself. Well, you already realized. You're just not paying attention to the realized state. The realized state is the formless essence, the presence, just I, I without anything. There's no realization because it's just I without anything, not individual I. The sense of presence is formless, absolutely formless. It can be felt within the illusion through this body. You're able to feel this subtle, subtle presence. You can sit there with yourself and discard everything and just be with yourself. Invite the attention of the invisible listener, the invisible, unidentified identity that you are.
That sense of, you know, like when all the layers are discarded, you know, like just I, basically. That sense of bliss that's felt, is that also kind of like a layer? Or
it's a...
Because this, you know, like, if there's absolutely no experience and no experiencer, how can bliss be... I mean, if it's felt, it's felt with the body.
Yeah, as you're the formless holder of the body, and this body, you can feel that sense of presence, that sense of presence that you are. It's bliss. It's like Maharaj says, the spiritual intoxication. I mean, that's the, and only can you do that again, once this body is no longer used as an instrument to know yourself in a real sense, then there is nothing like this. There's no feeling because there's no anything to feel through. But while holding the body, absolutely, you remain with your selfless self. And the mantra, it clears away the layers of illusion slowly, silently, and permanently. As Maharaj says, the fire is under the ash. All that ash is removed. It's just fire burning bright. This spiritual intoxication, this... bliss, but bliss isn't like an attribute. It's just, it is, like it is, and only because you're removing the layers that are causing you, see, right now, you're believing yourself and that this illusory world is true, so you take the touch of the world, and your attention goes out to all these various things from the position of, I'm a body and these things are around me. It's not true. When you know yourself in a real sense, absolutely, this mind flow, it ceases because there's nothing to think about. That's why Maharaj says, you take one step, he takes the next step. And we talked about too, it's very beautiful. It used to be, we're here in America, Maharaj came to America and we all sat with him. Well, now Maharaj has left the body, but the formless presence that was in the form of Sri Ramakant Maharaj that told you you're formless is now, even in your mind's eye, formless. So Maharaj is no longer in India and you're here. That wasn't the case anyway, but now you know, oh, Maharaj, master is everywhere. And now I rely on my master in every moment. What I'm doing, what I appear to be doing, if mind flow comes in, oh, master, I don't take the touch. It's absolutely illusion. It appears true, but is not. And then you put that into your daily activity. That's why Maharaj says practical spirituality. Practical spirituality is living as the formless, your true nature, while using form.
You know, when the mind, movement of the mind is ceased, at least, you know, it can be seen that, you know, the identity is very subtle, subtler than the mind, subtler than the experience. So, but this thing is gone when the movement of the mind starts, when the thinking in general, okay, maybe one thought comes, and the current, whatever the current knowledge is being pointed, that one is self, when that at least the tide, that knowledge exists in the form of idea, these one or two thoughts, okay. But when the day-to-day activities are going on, somehow lost in that. So, until one is certainly knows that oneself is that, this confusion never ends, no?
Well, just remember, Maharaj says the mind is not a bothersome thing. Number one, you're supplying power to the mind. What thoughts to accept and what thoughts not to accept are up to you. If a thought comes in, oh, this is very happening, so tragic, oh, no, 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 and I don't take this thought because I'm formless and it's not actually happening. But a thought comes in, oh, I would like to go have lunch because my stomach is growling, then go have lunch. You are the master of the mind. Don't let the mind be your master. Mind is not a good master.
But here, the problem comes identifying oneself as oneself with the movements of the mind.
Right. You so have to have courage. You are not body. You're formless. Master said this. Master said you have to have complete faith and trust in the master. Master has said, you are not body, you're formless. This mantra is your true identity. I am Brahman, Brahman I am. Aham Brahmasmi. This is your true identity. You're not a body. So you keep believing that you're a body trying to find presence, but you're presence and you're not a body. So all these things that Rami is going through, you do your job, do your duties, but you don't take the touch. It's like a role. You're playing the role of Rami, but you're formless presence. Now go and play the role of Rami with the knowledge that you're formless presence. That's why sitting in meditation is so important. You must come into contact with your selfless self. That just I, that meditative sense of presence, that unidentified identity, that is the holder of the body. So in sitting for meditation, you can feel this. I mean, anytime you should be able to just sit and feel this very strong energy, this strong current that's in everything. And you know this. That's yourself. Okay, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. So this all of this is just when a time comes up, like you said, oh, in my busy daily activity, stop for a moment. You know, as you meditate and you remain with your selfless self, you know this is yourself. This is oh, so that I am that. There's nothing other than this. So now you know. And just like when, and Maharaj uses the example, when your parents said you are Rami, you don't have to keep repeating, I am Rami, I am Rami. How does Rami behave in such a situation? Someone says, hey, Rami, you have to think, oh, yes, that's myself. Yes, okay, let me talk to as Rami. It's not like that. This is, you are formless presence. Everyone gathered here in this Zoom meeting doing the meditation. That's why Maharaj says, if you're not doing the meditation, if you have not come into contact with your selfless self, invited the attention of the invisible listener, no amount of talks, no amount of speeches, no amount of nothing is going to do any service, because you're still needing convincing. Convincing is conviction. And conviction is, oh, so that I am that. Just I, the subtle sense of presence. When you sit with yourself, when you sit with mantra, you're inviting the attention of the invisible listener. And slowly, silently, and permanently, all of the concepts are being erased. And in any moment, okay, you know yourself, you're not always going to feel this powerful sense of presence, this energy, this spirit, because you are that. But you can easily use this body as like plugging into the wall to feel that spirit, to feel that energy, to feel that current, that life, whatever you want to call it. In any moment, sit just here. It's powerful. It's everywhere. You are that. You're not the body that's sensing this. You are that that's being sensed.
It's that with nothing else.
Correct.
Nothing else.
Correct. That's why we say formless. Automatically, that discards all form. If you're going throughout your day and you're having some form-based problems, Maharaj would call these food body problems. Remember when he showed up at USA, he showed up a little bit late and he was saying, oh, we were having some food body problems getting together and getting out the door today, you know, getting dressed and all this. We were having some food body problems. These are like nothing, 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 nothing. You could say, oh, Rami is having a little bit food body problems, but its body is food body. Why do we say food body? Because you feed and you water it, just like a plant. It's nothing more than this.
It existence is based on food, correct?
You what?
This existence is based on the food.
Well, you feed and water this body and it grows. You know, you were a little small lump of goo. Not you, but this body was a lump of goo of the five elements, and it got fed and watered and grew, and now it's big. But you're the power, you're the energy, you're the spirit, the presence, God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master, whatever you want to call it. And the conviction is just you sit in meditation and you know, you just feel. It's like there's nothing other than that. That's why it was beautiful. But when I went to India, it was, I had started to feel this sense of presence, and I created this concept in my mind that this is God. Now, I very much understood that this presence that was God was in Maharaj, and Maharaj, I wanted to bow to that God's feet in human form and say, oh, thank you, this, and that was just the tip. And then this presence that was in the form of Maharaj says, you are not body, you were not body, you are not going to remain the body. This presence is all there is. The entire world is appearing on that spontaneous presence that you are. The speaker and listener are one and the same. Discard every concept that you've ever held because of this body. All the things you've learned with this body, useless. Throw them away. You are now at your destination. When Maharaj says, read the reader, you can sense your own self within the words on the page. You feel that energy, that power from reading. You read the reader. And then you know, okay, this was a roadmap. I'm here. I'm at the final destination. I don't need to learn anything more. Except, of course, okay, if your job says, Rami, we'd like you to take this course. Okay, this is food body stuff. Okay, do what you like. But as far as your own self, no more need. And now when you read, you know, I still read the books. Every night I'll sit down and I'll read a few pages of the book just to keep the nice spiritual atmosphere and go to sleep. And this is like, it's not gaining anything. It's just constant spiritual atmosphere of remaining with your selfless self and the selfless self devotion that we talked about last week as well. So you are not body. You were not body. You're not going to remain the body. When you're sitting in meditation and you feel that subtle, just I without anything, that's your own self. That's your selfless self. Invisible, unidentified identity. That you are. Anonymous. You feel it, but you can't say what it is or who it is. You could label it God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master, if you care to do so. It's okay. In the beginning, if you consider yourself as something separate, you can worship this presence as God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master. Even now that you know Maharaj, okay, Maharaj left the body. When you sit in meditation and you feel this subtle presence, oh, Maharaj is here. I'm with Maharaj. I'm one with Maharaj. Because as Maharaj has said, remove the body, and then there will be no separation.
There's only one that, correct?
Exactly. The illusion of experience is brought about due to the concept, I am a body. Without a body, there's no experience, no experiencer, no world. You know, who's going to see the world? Leave this body. How do you see the world? You cannot see the world. Okay, so... Nobody's dying, nobody's born. And all of this that's coming about, okay, enjoy. You're here now, okay, enjoy. Don't worry, nothing to worry about. Nothing can harm you. No one can do anything to you. There is no one other than yourself. You're interacting with your own self in various forms throughout the day and believing that you're separate, but you're not. When you know yourself in a real sense, there won't be this kind of body pressure of I am somebody and you're a somebody and now we have to talk as somebodies. No, you're just enjoying. But the meditation is most important, as Maharaj says. Remain with your selfless self. Sit with yourself. Just see. Like Maharaj says, you look inside the body. What's here? Bones, flesh, blood. And then there's something. There's some subtle something. Remain there. Call that subtle something, Master, God, whatever you can call it, you know, whatever you want to call it. But this, and then worship that in every moment and call on that in your day-to-day activities. Call on that. And when things get a little bit buzzing outside the body, remain with that. You know, like Andrew was talking about you can't put your son or your father above, you know, in the Bible, it talks about you can't put your son or your father. Why? Because don't pay attention to what's happening with son and father. Excuse me. Pay attention to the presence, the just I. That's your God. That's your master. That's where the attention goes in every moment. Remember, they said, God is a jealous God, so remain. That presence deserves all your devotion and all your time. That's why Maharaj says, at least spend a couple of hours a day with yourself. Spend a couple of hours. That presence, once you know yourself, once you are completely consumed with this selfless self-intoxication, you won't want to play with all the little silly things that used to take you away from that. You want to remain there. And then you'll observe that the world around you is still occurring and still going on and everything's still, but you're at total, complete peace. No tension, total peace, total tolerance, total patience, just. And that's why we say bliss. Because bliss is just your own nature, your own self, when you're not chasing after all these illusory things. Nisargadatta Maharaj says, if you know yourself, you could be a janitor and be happier than anything. Your job doesn't matter. A janitor, a night watchman, I think he says. You can be a night watchman and have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful bliss. Because when you know yourself in a real sense, it doesn't matter what's happening in the world around you, because the world around you is appearing inside of you.
You're the presence upon which all of this is appearing.
Exactly. Mm. You're the projector, not the projections.
But the projections are not different from you.
Well, because you're formless, so you're all of this form is the something that's appearing in the nothing being formless reality.
Yeah. Appearing as something.
Appearing as something. Only because, again, the very nice example, the space in this room, this is a dead lump of flesh sitting, space clicks and sees a world. All this thing inside, oh, look at all this stuff, because of the perception of being a body. But the space is the space, it never changed. And everything that's with inside the space is the space. And the space and those objects can never actually, formlessness and form can never actually be, you can't have it. You could say that the space or the formlessness permeates all the form, but even that's not quite true, because you see a dream, which is probably the best example of this consciousness, boom. And that's just one little speck of existence, the sense of existence in sleep, and a dream world is projected. And the same is here, only the sense of existence is for the time that you enjoy having this body form.
Aren't the forms actually formless also?
The forms are nothing.
They're not really form. Because they change, so they can't be anything.
Yeah, there's only your own selfless self. Everything that's occurring within your selfless self is illusion, because you're formless. And yet, you click with form, and you see form. You're not a form.
It's a trick of the mind or something.
Well, because it's just from the wrong perception. Remember, you're a little baby, right? You're a little lump of goo, And the formless presence inside is told, you are Keith. The label for Keith. Keith, good job, Keith. You ate your peas and carrots. Bad job, Keith. Don't, you know, try to get near the stairs or play with the dog. And then Keith learns, oh, good actions and bad actions, and I am this somebody. And you start moving around. And from the perspective of seeing the world, all of the knowledge that Keith takes in is from the perspective of being a body. You don't begin to learn that, oh, I'm the space holding Keith, this lump of flesh. No, you learn from this perspective that I am Keith, and this is me, and there's mom, and we're all separate, and everything's separate from myself. And all of this is all the memories that have to be discarded. That's why you, when Maharaj says you're refreshing your memories, you refresh your memories that, no, I am not body, I was not body, I'm not going to remain the body. That means mom and dad came along with the body, which I am not. In essence, mom and dad are my own self. And all the knowledge that is acquired using this body is completely meaningless because in truth, I'm not a body. Only within the body-based illusion does it appear that knowledge is actually of any value. But once I know that I'm not a body, how can this knowledge be? So discard that. And then you just be as you are.
It's like the presence is innocent and it gets impressed with this idea and it accepts it and believes it like it's real.
And this is why mantra is very important, because you're refreshing your memories. Like Maharaj says, spirit, whatever you impress, it reflects. And if you sit there and you keep telling, long association with the body, you believe you're a body. But now, Maharaj, who is presence within the body that knows its formless presence, says, Keith, you're not a body. Well, if you're not a body, then who are you? Well, think, remove the body, and who are you? Well, you're that. You're that that's holding the body. But there is only that. It's not Keith that's that, and then a Rami is that, and a Juan is that, and Kathleen is that, and John is that. No, that is that. Everything else other than that is illusion. And duality and non-duality are concepts that came along with the body, which you are not. So you can throw those away. Good place to stop.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.